I'm here today with debut author Joanne Bischoff to talk about her upcoming book. Joanne, your novel is set in turn-of-the-century Blue Ridge Mountains. What compelled you to write a series that takes place in that place and in that time?
In my early writing years, I began a historical romance with the classic Covered Wagon Journey as the central theme. But for some reason, that passion just fizzled out. And I'd say it was some years back that I discovered something special about bluegrass music. There was a beauty and a mystery to it. And around this time, I also began to play the mandolin. So while listening and learning about bluegrass, I became curious as to what type of people could have written such haunting melodies. Songs that are sometimes romantic and sometimes lively and other times melancholy. At this time, I also moved to the mountains. And while my home is very different than the Blue Ridge, I fell completely in love with mountain life. And I love living in a community where everyone knows everybody. I love that there's homes and cabins tucked all around the forest and smoking wood-burning stoves and the trees and the smells and the sounds of the mountains. I just knew this had to be the setting for my next historical. And of course, a novel set in the Blue Ridge Mountains would not be complete without a little bluegrass. So it was fun to weave that throughout the series. And having Gideon, one of my main characters, being the most talented mandolin player in the holler, made it all the more fun.
Introduce me to Lonnie and to Gideon. When do these characters come to you, and how do you see certain parts of your own life in their story?
There's a song, and it's by a great contemporary bluegrass group, and the lyrics begin, "Could your heart ever be mine? Your arms hold me so close to you all through the night." It's a really melancholy song, and the way I saw it, it was a married couple, and that's when the idea came to me. What is it like to love someone who doesn't love you back? But not only just someone, the person you're married to. And so from here, the characters began to form. And it was then that I started to discover Lonnie and Gideon. Lonnie, she's a shy and quiet girl. She's strong in her faith. She's very steadfast and loyal. She's the kind of girl you'd want to be friends with. But what happens is, she catches the eye of a man who is the complete opposite. Gideon thrives on being the center of attention. He's impatient and rebellious. And these traits lead him to an impulsive decision that ends up costing Lonnie everything. I've learned through my own life that it's not always our own choices that lead us down dark paths to the place without hope of ever finding joy again, because sometimes it's the choices of others that affect us the greatest. And it's what we do in that time that either draws us closer to God and deeper into his will or not. And I feel Lonnie chose wisely. And in that decision, she opened the door for Gideon to also step into the light and understand what it means to be selfless and to be a person after God's own heart. And for Lonnie, as with myself, one is left with the opportunity to grow in ways they never expected and in ways that are life-changing.
Joanne, you've said that 1 Peter 5:10 lies at the core of Lonnie and Gideon's journey. Tell me how that particular verse inspired you personally.
I'd love to. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." To me, that's such a powerful verse, and so encompasses Lonnie and Gideon's journey, that out of suffering comes the opportunity for God to perfect and establish us. And I love how verse 10 declares God, the God of all grace, because that's exactly what he extends to us. Grace isn't something we can earn, it's given. But though it's a gift, there's a cadence to grace, an ebb and a flow to it, and God is the orchestrator. So even though this process involves suffering, there's the ultimate hope that he will not only strengthen us, but settle us. And it's a reminder that ultimately, he will bring us peace.
Now tell me a little bit about your writing journey, and even about your family, which has very recently expanded.
Yeah, I started writing at a very young age. And I doubt I would be here today if it weren't for the encouragement of my parents and teachers. When I was little, my mom was so enthusiastic about a story that I had written that she sat me down and had me write it out in my best cursive. And we gave it to family, and we gave it to my teacher. And I've been told that my third grade teacher still reads it to her class each year. So those little encouragement by the adults in my life really made me think I could do this. And while I had lots of other activities, it was writing that stuck with me as my all-time favorite hobby. And that hobby just developed into one thing that I wanted to do as a career. So while I was still in high school, I got plugged into a fatigue group, and I still remember hopping into my beat-up Bronco on a school night and driving an hour both ways just to be there. And I would be nervous as can be, and month after month worrying about what the other riders would have to say about my sample, but they were so kind and so encouraging, and with their help, I began to grow. And from then on, it was a seven-year journey as I began to discover myself as a writer, and I'm so thankful to my friends who have dedicated countless hours helping me along the way. As for my family, I'm married to the most amazing husband and father, and we have three incredible kids. And yes, we very recently expanded. We just had a baby a week ago, and he has been such a wonderful addition to our family. Our other two children are completely smitten. They read him stories, sing him songs, and just love the little guided pieces. I homeschool our kids, so it's always an adventure carving out the time to be mommy, teacher, and writer. But I find the balance, and I get to spend all day every day doing what I love, being a mom and being a writer.
Joanne Bischoff has been my guest today. She's a debut author with Waterbrook Multnomah, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you so much.